subject planning and designing of healthcare facilities. Chapter 10 Non-medical and supportive services in a hospital setup by faculty Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. Non-medical support service. One of the important non-medical support services in the hospital setup is housekeeping department, which is also known as HKD, H for house, K for keeping, and D for department. A good housekeeping, like any asset, is also an asset for any hospital, and one cannot run a hospital without a good HKD, that is housekeeping department. For example, you say that hospital is good not only from the treatment point of view, but from the amount of cleanliness the hospital is having, the way the hospital is groomed and tuned to take care of the patient. A good housekeeping has the following impact. First is good public relation. When the hospital is good, it will create good image in the patient's mind. And it is the impression of the hospital which brings the patient to same hospital again and again. Second is good psychological impact. The first impression is the last impression. So if you see a particular hospital which is very neat and clean, you will not only advise your relative to go to that hospital, but also advocate good words about that hospital to other person, and other person will also get motivated to come and take treatment in that particular hospital. Few hospitals in Mumbai which create good psychological effect are Jaslok Hospital, Hinduja Hospital, similarly Kokilaben Dhirubhai Ambani Hospital, Seven Hill Hospital, etc. It is also important from the business point of view, because corporate hospitals are only established to meant for business. So business is more when clients are taken care better and in better environment. And that is why hospital can also do business by creating a good environment. And good environment can be only created by good housekeeping department. Chances of hospital acquired infection will be less if the housekeeping department is better, and therefore the patient treatment will be fast and patient will be discharged very soon. And unnecessary expenditure on the hospital billing due to the longer stay of the patient in the hospital can be reduced. Now, whenever the housekeeping department has to function, it has to be staffed properly. The executive staff is the head of housekeeping department, which may be the medical administrator themselves, or it may be the nursing staff, who is assisted by assistant housekeeper, who is assisted by floor supervisor. That is different floors attached to a vertical rise hospital in Mumbai, and he in turn is held by the class 4 employees, which may be sweeper, ward boy, gardeners, etc. The features of housekeeping department is that it can be centralized or non-centralized. Centralized means the housekeeping department is governed by one housekeeping department that takes care of the entire hospital. Non-centralized means every unit or every department has got their own housekeeping department which takes care of their own facilities. For example, orthopedic department will have separate housekeeping staff as compared to cardiology department. Neurology department will have different housekeeping department as compared to dermatology department. But most of the department for better functioning of the hospital will have centralized type of housekeeping department. Housekeeping department should be concerned with all the departments which give the supportive care of the hospital, that is dealing with hospital maintenance, like laundry and linen, which deals with the dressing of the patient, different type of OT materials required, different type of bed sheet, bed linen required in indoor patient. Then is nursing staff, which is the paraclinical branch and very important department to nurse the patient. Then is hospital sewage and sewerage department that deals with the proper disposal of liquid waste. Then biomedical waste department, which is very important to dispose all the infectious and contaminated hospital waste according to the guidelines set by Biomedical Waste Management Rule 1998, Hospital Engineering Department like Hospital Electrical Department, Hospital Public Health Department, Hospital Water Supply Department, etc. Functioning of the Housekeeping Department. The Housekeeping Department mainly deals with proper cleaning of the hospital, and usually the cleaning is done for the areas which are most commonly used, like toilet used by the patient in the ward or toilet used by the patient and the relative in OPD. Similarly, the urinal used by the patient and relative, which may be used in the outpatient, which may be used by patient admitted in the ward, which may be used by patient admitted in intensive care unit, etc. Then it not only involves the cleaning of the urinals and toilets, but it also requires cleaning of consultation room, that is consultant room in OPD, cleaning of hospital casualty where there is increased load of patient throughout the day and night, cleaning of hospital corridors, which is important pathway for intramural transfer of the patient, dressing room where the large amount of contaminated material, infectious material can be accumulated while doing the clean and dressing of the patient. These dressing rooms are usually attached to the indoor patient room or attached to major operation theater or OPD dressing room where the dressing activities goes on. And the basic activities which is involved in housekeeping is dusting, sweeping, brooming and wet mopping. Now, this slide shows the way in which the housekeeping department functions or how frequently the functions. Periodic cleaning, as the name indicates, is not done on daily basis, but it may be done bi-weekly, that is two times a week, weekly once in a week, fortnightly every 15 days or monthly once in a year, monthly once in a month. Low and high level dusting. The low and high level dusting is usually done for the places which where the bacterial load or contamination is low, is very high. For example, the OT floor, hospital corridors, hospital wards, which require low level dusting. High level dusting is usually done for the window panels, for the ceiling, for the cleaning the ventilator, high shelf kept in the ward, which cannot be done on regular basis and which can be done only at weekly or fortnightly interval, because it requires special manpower, special device to carry on. And second is floor waxing, where the floor is not only clean but also made to shine so that it maintains the good image about the neatness and cleanness associated with the hospital. And one of the important features associated with floor waxing is cleaning and polishing of the furnitures. Previously, most of the hospital furnitures were made of wood, but nowadays the hospital furnitures are usually made of iron, so that the recurrent cost of maintenance, pest control can be reduced, and durability of the instrument of the hospital physical items is usually longer, and also there is less chance of fire outbreak because it is non-combustible item. Functioning of housekeeping department. One of the important functioning element in the housekeeping department is the estimation of the cleaning activities associated with the hospital and the frequency of the cleaning activity. It is estimated that in 1 hour, 130 square feet of the ward can be cleaned. Therefore, cleaning of 1 square meter space require 20 seconds. Based on this, the hospital administrator can deploy the number of sweepers, ward boys, IR boys to clean the different types of wards, like the maternity ward, pediatric ward, gynec ward, medicine ward, surgical ward, etc. Vacuum cleaning. Normally, to clean 1 square meter, 12 seconds is required. In this, you will see the difference in the cleaning time Normally, the manual cleaning requires more time because it is not assisted by machine. whereas vacuum cleaning is usually assisted by machine, so it cleans the larger area in a smaller period of time. And one of the important factors associated with vacuum cleaning is that this type of vacuum cleaning cannot be used everywhere. It can be used for cleaning the spread carpet or where the floor is not exposed and floor is covered by some sort of wooden seat or fabrics. Then cleaning of the wash basin. To clean one wash basin, 3 minutes are required. Therefore, if there are 30 wash basin in the hospital setup, 90 minutes will be consumed. But it does not mean that all sweepers will clean the wash basin in that period of time. But it gives rough estimate how many sweepers will be required or how many hours will be required to clean the 90 wash basin if it requires optimum 3 to 5 minutes to clean one wash basin. Similarly, to clean one laboratory pan, one requires 6 minutes. So if there is 100 laboratory pan in the hospital, 600 minutes will be required. So this is the rough estimate. Based on this, the number of sweepers or number of hours required to clean the hospital toilet can be deputed and planned for. Frequency of the cleaning also depends upon the standard of the cleanliness. For example, the standard of the cleanliness which is required in operation theatre will be usually more as compared to the OPD. Similarly, the degree of the cleanliness in the pediatric ward, in the maternity and labor ward will be more than the general medicine ward. Similarly, the level of the cleanliness that is required in the public use area like public toilet, wash basin, drinking site will be more as compared to the time required to clean the hospital corridors. Then the amount of the traffic. Normally, when the patient load or patient relative is more, then there is increased chance of contamination because of the large movement of the people. That is why hospital casualty and its reception area usually have increased load of patients day and night. Therefore, it requires at least 6 times cleaning in a day, and also it requires not only frequent cleaning but also requires high degree of maintenance of hygiene, because different type of patient comes with different type of disease and there is increased chance of cross infection if the proper cleanliness is not maintained. The proper cleanliness also depends upon the condition of flooring and the condition of building structure. That is why nowadays most of the hospitals are opting the flooring by vitrified types of tiles and also non-staining type of tiles, especially in operation theatre, laboratories, etc., so that not only the cleanliness is complete but it also maintains the hygiene and the floor does not have any crack or any seepage, and the chances of cross infection or asepsis principle can be maintained. It also depends upon the amount of the dust coming and getting deposited in the hospital item. That is why the hospitals which are located on the highway are located at least 15 meter away from the main arterial road. And typical example of this is the hospital located on highway areas like Lokman Tilak and Sion Hospital, which is located on the Western Highway, as well as different hospital like JJ Group of Hospital located on JJ Mark. These type of hospital buildings require more frequent cleaning as compared to the hospital buildings located in the residential area like that of KM Hospital and Tata Memorial Hospital, because since they are exposed to the roadside population, the chances of contamination is more and therefore it requires more frequent and aggressive cleaning. Cleaning of floors. Floor account for 8% of the initial cost of hospital building, but it requires 90% area to be cleaned. So this is important governing principle in a housekeeping department, that floor should be given importance whenever the cleanliness is controlled. because although it may not involve much capital in making, but requires more capital in day-to-day maintenance of hygiene. Daily cleaning entitles the removal of dust, resistant marks and stain. Ways to prevent the accident related to lack of inefficient SKD is that loose edges should attach to floor should be removed immediately. Sometimes you will see that floors are designed in such a way that there is a lot of stripping of the metals. So this type of stripping of metals should be fitted properly so that the chances of patient or relative fall down or the chances of wheelchair or stretcher getting entangled in them can be removed. Metal strip loosely attached to doors should also be corrected, and that is why you will see most of the OT tape doors are arranged in such a way that nearly half of the door from the lower portion is covered by aluminium sheet, making it atraumatic. And the doors are arranged in such a way that the doors open both sides by just applying the pressure, so that the chance of contamination is less. The spillage, like the spillage of pantry material on the staircases, may lead to severe form of slippery surfaces, and this may give rise to different type of hazard like fall of ayabais or pantry ward boy while distributing or shifting the food from one place to another, especially where the lift is not available. Excessive pooling of the water in the hospital premises and corridors should be avoided, especially in rainy seasons, because hospital itself is a source of infection. And if there is excessive pooling of water on the hospital floor and corridors, it will promote the additional breeding site for dengue mosquito and also malarial mosquitoes, and therefore special care should be taken. You have to remove the source of stagnant water. You have to use the special type of larvicidal drugs to kill the larvae of these microorganisms, and also the mosquito control measures and pest control measures to avoid the outbreak of dengue fever or malarial fever. Nowadays, recent survey has been done in All India Institute of Medical Sciences where there was increased incidence of dengue fever, and they found that stagnant water in the hospital premises was the culprit. Display of proper sign like work in progress, do not speed, handle with care. Also make everyone aware that something is wrong, something is going on, so you have to be careful, and you have to be careful while walking, moving within the hospital premises. Otherwise, it is common saying in India or in Indian language, Savdhani hati durghatna ghati. So this type of precautionary literatures are very important in the hospital setup to prevent the chance of hospital related hazard. In this you will see the typical hospital ward having the wash basin, different shelves to keep the detergent, and you will see different types of mops. These type of mops are used for cleaning. This is the wash basin having the water outlet fitting which has to be maintained. The floor has to be cleaned. Then walls are already tiled, so it has to be properly subjected to wet mopping, etc. So this is the area where all the utility material for housekeeping is kept, and this is known as utility room. If it contains the contaminated material, it is known as janitor room or sluice room. Planning for different cleaning agent used in SKD or housekeeping department is iodocores. Iodocores are disinfectant mixed with iodine base. You must have seen surgeons washing their hand just before surgery, and the material they use is beta scrub, where the iodine is mixed with detergent so that not only the cleaning of commensal organism from the hand is promoted, but also there is sterilization and asepsis is maintained. Similarly, different type of halogen based carbolic acid such as phenol detergent are responsible for producing typical hospital odor, because not only using of this material are important, but typical smell that spreads in the hospital setup has to be controlled. And previously when you used to visit government hospital, their typical type of hospital odor used to come. Nowadays, this odor is much controlled because of the use of sophisticated phenol detergent paste used. Quaternary ammonium compound are known to cause irritation to the eye, irritation to the mouth. So it should be such that it should not be irritable in nature, and it should be effective against microorganisms, including Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And then different type of soaps and detergents and abrasive materials are also very important component of housekeeping department in the hospital. Then the ways or the different cleaning material used to do the surface cleaning is pure phenol. Pure phenol is nothing but the carbolic acid. Then is the Crisol. Crisol is nothing but 5 to 10% carbolic acid. Lysol. Lysol is 50 to 60% carbolic agent or acids. Then bleaching agent. Bleaching agent is usually for removing the stain, and it is usually acidic base like vinegar or lemon base and removes the mild stain. Then different type of cleaning agent used in day-to-day activities depends upon the place or depends upon the type of material it is going to clean. For example, bowel cleaners like cleaning of the bowel, such as laboratory bowel, cleaning of the wash basin, etc., should contain 22% of hydrochloric acid. Similarly, glass cleaners should contain the base made of alcohol. Stainless steel cleaner must contain petroleum distillate product. Malodors. Malodors are more resistant stain which has to be removed, and in this the hydrochloric acid or oxalic acid, which is more stronger acid than simple vinegar or lemon, is used, so that more resistant stain in the form of blood stain, in the form of sputum stain from the patient, can be used to remove. Then different type of carpet cleaners are used, because nowadays many hospitals are corporate hospitals which use different type of materials, especially in the OPD, reception room, consultation room, patient waiting hall, and they can be cleaned by using the simple vacuum cleaners. Then the stains should be removed by solvent type of stain removers, and sometimes they can be subjected to shampooing or use of defoamers. Now, what is the meaning of clean room? A clean room is a room which precisely controls temperature and humidity maintained. So a room is called clean when the temperature and humidity is maintained with following features. That is, all the internal surfaces are neat and clean, all joints are sealed and properly laid out, there is no loose structure or fitting there, the chances of trauma is less, then the structure is made fireproof, the surface has got the efficient or sufficient lightning, and the lightning in the non-reading area is between 400 to 600 lux. The lightning in the patient examining area or treating area is between 600 to 1000 lux. That is called the reasonable light. And floors are designed in such a way that they are friction free. That is, they unnecessary offer hindrance to the flow of the patient. At the same time, they are firm and tolerate the heavy load of the patients and the relative in the hospital setup. Now, second important department in the hospital and nursing home is the laundry and linen department. The word linen means the cloth which may be made of cotton, lint or wool. The different types of linen used in the hospital setup is body linen, which means the different clothings used by the patient. Bed linen means the different type of mattresses, bed cover or different type of bed sheet, pillow cover used by the patient. Table linen may be used by consultation or consultant in their consultation room, in the doctor's seminar room, in the hospital director's room, etc. The word laundry is derived from the word launder, which means washerman. The basic activities involved is, first is the collection of contaminated linen, then sorting them out into heavy contamination and non-contamination, then subjecting to washing and drying by conventional means, then subjecting them to drying, and after drying subjecting them to final finishing by ironing and proper storing. Laundry and linen department is basically of two type. Commercial laundry means the laundry service of the hospital is outsourced and given to third party, and hospital is only utilizing the service providing by the third party and paying for it. And second is the laundry and linen owned by the hospital, means the hospital itself has its own dhobi, itself uses its cleaning material to clean and wash the patient clothes and use it. Although commercial type of laundry is more commercially costly, but it gets less burden regarding the administration of this because it is outsourced, whereas hospital owned laundry and linen is usually owned by the hospital, so it is cost effective but require more of administrative work. The planning of hospital laundry and linen department is that it is preferably located on the ground floor so that it can be easily accessed. It is usually very near to elevators because most of the hospitals in Mumbai are vertically spread. It is located very close to central sterile and supply department so that after washing and cleaning it can be subjected to sterilization and storage, and these require special type of activity which do not deal with the clinical treatment of the patient but supportive treatment of the patient. So it is usually located in an isolated building and near the power plant of the hospital, like minor hospital electrical substation, because it requires a lot of power in the form of washing, drying, etc. Staffing of laundry and linen department. The staffing of laundry and linen department is based on the fact that for washing 50 to 200 kgs of linen per day, one washerman is required. In other words, one washerman can clean the cloth weight of 50 to 200 kilograms. For every 30 bed, one washerman is required, or one dhobi can clean 100 to 200 pieces of linen per day. So based on three facts, you can plan how many dhobis or washerman your hospital requires. And these type of washerman or dhobis are usually the persons who are having the lot of experience, and they may be in the supervisory position, they may be in the functional position, they may be semi-skilled worker or unskilled worker. Then different type of washing material used in the hospital setup is soap, and 2.5 bars of the soap is required for cleaning every 100 pieces of linen. Soda ash. 112 grams of soda ash is required for cleaning 100 pieces of linen. Then laundry blue. 60 grams of laundry blue is required for cleaning and finishing 100 pieces of linen. Soap flakes. 6.25 kg of soap flakes are required for every 100 pieces of woolen item. Charcoal. 4.5 kg per 100 pieces of linen is required for heating the washing material water. But nowadays charcoal and firewood are not used because most of the machines are driven by electricity. Laundry and linen department consume a lot of space. Therefore, the space planning is an important component of laundry and linen department. Therefore, there should be reception, there should be sorting area, cleaning and processing area, then the office of laundry manager. Since the person work in shift, it requires the staff facilities in the form of staff toilet, changing room, staff lockers, staff restroom, etc. Equipment planning in the laundry and linen department require washer extractor, where after washing the water is extracted from the cleaned and washed material. Double door washing machine, where at the same time you can clean the linen made of cotton and linen made of woolen. Then is hydro extractor, which is also similar to the water extractor. Then is staff facilities. Then different type of dryers, which may be used for drying the clothes, especially in rainy season of Mumbai, where the rains are very heavy and rainy season continues for nearly 3 to 4 months. But hospital service does not stop in rainy season. Therefore, different type of electrically driven linen and laundry dryers are used. Then dry and wet trolley, where different types of washed material or dried material can be kept. Then air compressor, then different types of iron material which are required to give the final finish to the laundry and linen material, which may be manual or automatic. The principles of manpower planning in laundry and linen department is that for each 6 piece of cloth used or for each 100 bed of the hospital, 600 pieces of the linen will be required, because from the one patient there may be one bed sheet used, one pillow cover used, one pyjamas, one shirt, one banyan and one underwear or undergarments is used by the patient. Therefore, from one patient, 6 pieces of clothes are used. So, if the patient bed is 100 and if patient bed occupancy is 100, 600 pieces of the linen will be required. 200 additional linen come from the operation theatre, maternity ward, surgical unit, pediatric unit, where large number of linen and laundry material are consumed. So, if the change is done once in a week, approximately 800 to 1000 pieces of linen will be required by the hospital per week. Manpower planning. While planning and maintaining the linen, it should be remembered that for every piece of linen used, there should be 4 other pieces of the linen kept in the store. This is known as golden principle of inventory management. Therefore, if this way the administrator keeps the laundry and linen department active, there will be always buffer stock of the linen, laundry and linen item used, and there will not be any scarcity of these material as and when required. Organization and staffing pattern is that the laundry managers are usually nursing staff or the person who has done administrative work, so that they give the proper supervision and control the different functional ability. Then different type of person with the hygiene in the hospital and health setup is required, but the actual cleaning is done by the launderer, that is washerman, who are usually uneducated. Maximum the education may be up to 7th standard, but their skill and devotion to the work is very high. That is why they able to clean the work or perform their work in a better manner. Then material planning is also very important in laundry and linen department, because lot of cleaning agents are used. Then it by cleaning the laundry and linen department, it makes the laundry and linen available to the patient, available to the operation theatre as and when required. If all these are adequately done, the hospital is able to change the clothing and the items used by the patient either on daily basis or 3 times a week. So therefore, the different type of materials which are required by laundry and linen department is different type of reagent used. Water must be soft and not the hard. Detergent, the different type of soaps, different type of laundry blue like Tinopol, different type of stiffening agent like starch, different type of stain removing agent, finishing agent, then soaps in the form of soap bars, soap flakes, soap powder is required. But whenever the laundry and linen department is used in the hospital, one of the important problems the hospital has to face is theft of linen. Therefore, one has to maintain the proper stock. They have to be maintained in the proper custody. Always do the surprise checkup. Always do the proper counting of the linen at the time of discharge of the patient. Ask the patient to deposit some form of security deposit if the patient loses the laundry and linen department, so that there will be no scarcity of this material for future incoming patient or patient getting admitted in the ward. One of the important concept of laundry and linen department is conventional laundry, that is integral hospital laundry versus commercial laundry. Whenever the hospital has got its own laundry and linen department, it increases the administrative work, but it is cost effective, because the hospital can take care and monitor the work of the washerman or dhobis. But commercial laundry, they have to not take so much pain. They only have to give the contract to the third party from the third party, the material comes at a specified period of time. So administrative problem is less, but it will increase the extra financial burden because no one is intended to give the service without making profit. In this way, the laundry and linen department, which is one of the important non-clinical department of the hospital, is one of the important hospital supportive system in a hospital setup.